Once we realise that the Bible is not a single book designed to be read from beginning to end, it is, intriguingly, easier to see it as a whole. The books were not written chronologically, nor are they now arranged chronologically. Indeed, especially in the prophetic books, you can jump time periods by as much as 100 years from book to book. But if you step back and look at the Bible as a whole, it tells the story of the relationship between God and the world, from the dawn of time in Genesis until its ending in the book of Revelation. Over the years, there have been huge arguments about what the Bible is. Most recently, the Bible's scientific credibility and historical reliability in particular have been challenged. It is important to recognise, however, what the Bible is and what it is not. It is neither a scientific textbook nor even a newspaper article written, and so cannot be evaluated as though it is. As we have already observed, it contains many different types of material, from law to poetry, biography to visions, which are all discussing and reflecting on God and his relationship with humanity. As we trace this story through, it becomes clear that the major story that returns again and again in all the different types of writing is the story of God's love for the human race, a love that continues despite humanity's arrogance and evil, a love that eventually led God to send his own son to die. This is not a story that begins on page one and ends on its final page, but is a golden thread that runs through the whole Bible and is expressed in poetry, law, story, and song. Some people describe the Bible as a five-act play, in which the final half-act is not written down. The first act is the story of creation, and the second, the fall. The third act is the story of Israel and God's first covenants with his people. The fourth act introduces us to the story of Jesus and his death and resurrection. And the fifth, to the story of Christians and the Christian church. So on this model, the Bible contains the first four acts and the opening of the fifth act, the Acts of the Apostles. Our task as Christians is to read these first four and a half acts and then to carry on the story in our lives. God's grand play of love is not yet complete, and we are called to take our parts in that play. The Bible, giving as it does the first four and a half acts of the play, sets our course. We read the Bible so that we learn more about how the play began, and we listen for the director's instructions as we play our part. The Bible is not just a book to read. It's a book to live.